I do much wonder that one man, seeing how much another man is a fool when he dedicates his behavior to love, will, after he hath laughed at such shallow follies in others, become the argument of his own scorn by falling in love. And such a man is Claudio. I have known when there was no music with him but the drum and the fife. And now had he rather hear the tabor and the pipe. I have known when he would have walked 10 miles afoot to see a good armor. And now will he lie 10 nights awake, carving the fashion of a new doublet. He was wont to speak plain and of the purpose, like an honest man and a soldier. And now is he turned orthography. His words are a very fantastical banquet. Just so many strange dishes. May I be so converted and see with these eyes? I cannot tell. I think not. I will not be sworn, but love may transform me to an oyster. But I'll take me oath on, till he have made an oyster of me, he shall never make me such a fool. One woman is fair, yet I am well. Another is wise, yet I am well. Another virtuous, yet I am well. But till all graces be in one woman shall not come in my grace. Rich she shall be, that's certain. Wise, or I'll none. Virtuous, or I'll never cheapen her. Fair, or I'll never look on her. Mild, or come not near me. Brrr. Noble, or not I for an angel. Of good discourse, an excellent musician, and her hair, her hair, shall be of what color it please God. Monsieur Love, I will hide me in the arbor.